Chapter minus 15 Translator, Zia Editor, Ogna He Feng has been very upset recently. After entering the capital from Soizhou, he lost his favorite prairie. He hasn't gone out for a long time, so he even hates it with Xu Ting. TN, He Feng is Xu Ting's horse. Today, when he came out to welcome his relatives, Xu Ting took the bristle brush and brushed his hair for a long time before he was willing to give face. Even so, He Feng still didn't like the big red flower around his neck, and kept bowing his head and pouting. Xu Ting put on a red wedding dress, which was selected by Lord Han from the 12 sets of wedding dresses, which made Xu Ting look more heroic, she looked like a goddess. Xu Ting stepped on He Feng's back handsomely and neatly, grabbing the rein with her right hand. He Feng snorted his nose, and his front hoof dug the ground impatiently. The horse was fierce, and the crowded people did not dare approach at all. Instead, Xu Ting was directly highlighted, which made her stand out from the crowd. As soon as the sound of Suona came, the whole bridal welcoming team moved with great enthusiasm. Xu Ting rode in the front, followed by the heavy palanquin, and there was joyful music before and after the palanquin, and the loud music seemed to be heard by Du Mansion, which was a dozen streets away. Du Cyan got up early in the morning to wash and freshen up, and the wedding gown was wrapped around him layer by layer. His luxurious and heavy hair crown made him afraid to bow his head at all. He was dressed like a doll until the piece of red cover was placed over his head so that he could not see anything else. The only thing left to do was to wait. Du Cyan sat with an apple in his hand, he felt like he was thinking about nothing, and he seemed to be thinking a lot. Panic and joy attacked him at the same time, when suddenly his ears heard the joyful sound of Suona and gongs and drums. "Master, the queen's daughter is here." Shukin rushed in and said, at the same time, the matchmaker squeezed in and shouted, "Oh master." We're in the palanquin, Du Cyan was helped out by Chan'er and matchmaker. He crossed the threshold and walked down the steps. He subconsciously looked for Xu Ting, but he could not see anything with a red cloth covering his face. Without waiting for him to turn his head, he was shoved into the palanquin by the matchmaker. Chan'er lowered the palanquin curtain and followed beside the palanquin, and the MC shouted, "Raise the palanquin." Du Cyan got on the palanquin, Xu Ting withdrew her gaze, flicked the rein, and the welcoming team began to return. The joyful music changed to a more cheerful tone and blew all the way back to Zhenbian Palace. After the wedding party, they followed the dowry-carrying team. It is not an exaggeration to say that it was a moment of splendor. Even after a long time, it was still relished by those who witnessed the ceremony. Festive red silk was hung on the plaques of the Zhenbian Palace. Xu Ting dismounted and handed the reins to Lu Tang. She walked up to the palanquin, lifted the curtain, and stretched out her hand. "Cyan," Xu Ting whispered softly, and Du Cyan knew that she was coming. He moved faster than his brain and directly handed his hand to her. Xu Ting grabbed Du Cyan's hand, got off the palanquin, crossed the brazier, and entered the lobby. On the high seat, Xu Xuan and Han Ji are sitting left and right. Han Ji was smiling, and although Xu Xuan was not smiling, her expression has softened by 3 points. They looked at their daughter, with relief and pride. One worship heaven and earth, two worship the parents, third wife and husband worship each other, the ceremony is complete. The hall was filled with guests, mixed with all kinds of blessings. Du Cyan was helped into the new house, while Xu Ting was left to deal with the guests. It was a good thing that Su Jin and other colleagues from the inspection department were all there, and with these rough martial women, there was no need to worry about having anyone to hold the wine. Xu Ting shuttled among the guests, smiling warmly and responding to every congratulation. She was dressed in red, and her declining beauty was so compelling that countless officials sighed that Queen Xu Xuan of Zhenbian had a good daughter. After a while, the seventh princess Yan Yunshu also came. The seventh princess arrived, causing everyone present to take a breath in secret. It seems that the relationship between Queen Zhenbian's daughter and the seventh princess is true, not groundless. The seventh princess is the daughter of the queen, and it seems that Xu family's favorite is still there. Xu Ting doesn't care about those undercurrents. Today is her big day of joy. As long as there are congratulations on the face, she welcomes them. The Lu family came with Minister of Household Affairs Lu Chenzhou and her eldest daughter Lu Jilan, but Lu Jilan herself was not present. It seems that Lu Jilan already held a grudge against Xu Ting and is not even willing to do the face-saving work. Xu Ting thought about it for a moment, and then forgot about it. Even with the seventh princess as a shield and Su Jin and others helping to stop the wine, Xu Ting was still half-drunk in the end. Her feet are still stable, but the heat has already reached her face. Xu Ting pulled the collar that was too tight, she felt a little too excited and couldn't control herself. It seems that it is indeed a world where yin and yang are reversed, and the physiological characteristics of men and women are also affected. Xu Ting was a bit helpless. She felt she experienced the feeling of being dominated by the lower half of the body in the mouth of men in her previous life. Master, the queen's daughter is here. Xu Qin ran back and said. Du Xian almost jumped up from the bed, his heart was beating violently, he pressed his chest, but it didn't help a bit. Chan Er, Xu Qin, and Xu Qi were all accompanied by Du Xian. After Xu Ting came in, Xu Qi handed her the wedding scale that was placed on the table. Xu Ting took the scale and did not put extra eyes on Xu Qi, but walked straight to Du Xian. All of you go out. Xu Ting ordered. The three of them exited the room and closed the door behind them. Xu Ting held the wedding scale in her hand and gently lifted the red cover from Du Xian's head. Du Xian's red face was exposed in front of Xu Ting's eyes. The queen's daughter. Du Xian called shyly. Xu Ting was glad that she can still appreciate the beauty of the man with hairpins with emerald and rouge. The appearance of Du Xian, in Xu Ting's original world, he would be called women's boss. But Du Xian is very beautiful, and it is difficult for many people to understand why men wearing women's clothing are more attractive than women. Even if their looks are equal, men in women's clothing seem to be a little more charming. With beautiful white skin, picturesque eyebrows, and soft masculine qualities, Du Xian is a beauty who can be appreciated by modern eyes. Xu Ting lowered her eyes, took the wine pot from the table, poured two glasses of wine, and handed one of them to Du Xian. After drinking, Xu Ting asked, "Are you hungry? I asked the chef to prepare porridge and snacks, and eat some first." Du Xian subconsciously shook his head, but in fact he had not eaten anything all day, and his stomach rumbled inappropriately. Xu Ting smiled lightly, "Let's eat something first, and the rest is not in a hurry." Du Xian made a red face. He didn't know that he was 1 year older than Xu Ting, but he was always embarrassed when facing Xu Ting. The chef brought porridge and snacks, and Du Xian ate it. The dragon and phoenix candle in the room had already been half burnt. Xu Ting took off her complicated outer robe and threw it aside, picked up the plate next to her, and put a dumpling into Du Xian's mouth, who had just finished drinking the porridge. "Is it raw?" Du Xian bites the dumplings, and it was raw, he responds, "Raw. T.N. Here raw has double meaning, greater than not cooked and unprotected sex." After he finished speaking, he wanted to hide, yes, he would give birth to children. Xu Ting's eyes smiled mildly and intoxicatingly, and asked, "How many?" Du Xian didn't know how to answer, and said, "If the queen's daughter wants to have a few, she will have a few." Xu Ting held the back of Du Xian's head and blocked his mouth. At this moment, Xu Ting sighed inwardly, because she and Du Xian are both adults, otherwise the wedding night in the bridal chamber would have to be delayed. After kissing, Du Xian picked her up and put her on the bed, removed her hair, clothes, lowered the curtain, and Xu Ting kissed Du Xian's lips again, and the next thing came to Frutio. N. Feeling deep in love, Du Xian couldn't help sobbing and asked, "Will the queen's daughter treat me well?" "Yes." Du Xian seemed to hear Xu Ting's answer, and then the hair on his forehead was pulled away, "Don't think about it. T.N. Sorry for the late Chappie, I was busy with studies, have exams this month. T.T. will try to TL Chappie in breaks but can't promise. E.N. Where is the next scene? No, back quote D, no,